We are excited to introduce to you Prophetic Edge, where we are going to be digging into the revelation of God's Word and what it looks like to walk in victory through the Word of God. Whenever God is ready to move in Scripture and bring victory to people, He always brings a fresh edge of revelation. Let's take a moment and let's just look at some of the things that are happening around us with a prophetic mindset. I believe that God is doing so much in this hour that many times things get lost in the hustle and bustle of us talking about our own lives, looking at the issues happening to us. And so I just want to look at just a couple of things. I want to talk about a couple of things that I don't hear many people talking about. So let's talk about AI. I've heard everyone talking about this, and it seems to be a subject where there's such a confusion, so much stirred up. So let's talk about artificial intelligence. Number one, the fear that's going on in many circles, in the church, in the minds of people, where there's this constant bombardment of, oh, look at what the devil is doing, because with AI, they're going to take over the world, and it's this one world government, and this is the beginnings of it. First of all, take a breath and stop being dumb. Now, I know that's going to offend some of you good. Let me tell you why. To fight the will of God or to stop what God is doing would require someone as big as God. There is no one in creation who is as big as God, with power like God, who has the ability to do what God does. So, nothing that a man could create could ever have enough power to thwart the will of God. Secondly, no mind on the planet is smarter than the mind that made the planet. I don't care how brilliant you are. I don't care if we have a team of scientists who can create a spaceship that after it is created, it has enough intelligence by downloading and reviewing every bit of data on the planet that it could then build another 10 ships just like it, and all 10 could talk to each other and fly on their own. Those ships could still not birth a sun, control a supernova, make a black hole, or cause a dead man to live again. So stop losing your mind by jumping into fear moments. Let's calm down. What is AI about? I believe that AI has potential. Anything made by men has good and bad potential. What would be the bad? The bad is, of course, that AI could get to the place where there is banking that becomes a one world system, if you're thinking in that way. But banking is already a one world system. People just don't realize it. The moment that we began to operate everything through the internet, you're in a one world system. Now, the fact that people have firewalls in which a lot of your information is protected from one place to another, every government in the world already has the ability to get into your accounts, access your money, look at your spending, and determine where it's going. The shallow thought you had that nobody was ever looking at, understanding, or had power to influence your money, your home, or your thoughts, my friends, that is an old comfort that should have been gone away a long time ago. The devil has been doing devil business since he started. And governments have been seeking to influence people since they began. That is what governments do. They try to influence the populace. Now, where you have to be careful is not to get into the fear mindset. In the kingdom of God, we do not look at anything from the purpose of fear. We look at it to either prepare that we might engage, propel us so we can be ready, or prophesy so we can be equipped. But we do not practice fear. So AI, in the wrong hands, of course, AI could begin to look at controlling, confusing, or causing there to be movement of information to the wrong sources. But that is not because it is AI. That is because those who are designing it are already doing that. The old game of governments was always to miscommunicate. But isn't that what kingdoms do? When you go all the way back to Genesis, the serpent in the desert was one government miscommunicating with another government that he might bring the downfall of it. Governments have not changed. Kingdoms do not play different games. It is, if you've ever seen the Game of Thrones, you should already understand this is how thrones are moved. Now, in the kingdom, the knowledge has to remain that you are seated with him in heavenly places, so the throne is unmovable. So how should we view AI? We should begin to pray that every brilliant, Holy Spirit-filled, directed, scientific mind that we have in the kingdom of God would begin to develop new software, new technology, create ways to think outside of the box, look for answers, create computing power that far surpasses anything that exists today, so that kingdom people would be at the head of answering problems, solving issues, and becoming the vehicle to eradicating some of the worst problems in the world. Instead of us sitting at home crying about what we hear other people are doing, we should be creating software so advanced that any lie that appears on the internet, our software can tell you it's a lie because someone in the kingdom heard from God how to see through the code and create a different kind of software that would break down misinformation. We don't need fear. We need solutions. AI in the right hands would begin to look at, now go with me for a few minutes, just on five thoughts that God gave me. AI in the right hands would begin to look at the practices, the movement, and the history of certain diseases in certain places and cultures. And instead of our fear that AI is trying to eradicate us, why not create certain AI programs that begins to prophesy coming sicknesses? In the study of the movement of birds, the migration of animals, the change in environments, the different temperatures in different zones, the way that the water is flowing, how the algae is moving in the sea, how the sicknesses are going among the fish. Then suddenly they begin to look at cultures, colors, ethnic groups. They begin to look at how disease is moving in the body, and they begin to calculate with all the numbers put in place. Oh, in about 5 years from now, this illness is going to try to raise its head. So instead of just looking to create a medicine, AI begins to say, so let's purify the water before it gets contaminated. And let's look at the migration patterns so that we can know there's a bird flu coming and not be engaged and deal with it before. AI could become a prophetic voice for health. Let's look at the second way as I've been meditating on this. AI could begin to look at how crime is growing in areas. And instead of us being afraid, like we've seen in movies, that there would one day be a computer that calculates you're going to create a crime in 20 years, so it's going to shoot you now. Stop watching movies and losing your mind. If we can have the same software, then why not say, if in 20 years we think this is going to be where the crime is happening the heaviest, then let's put programs now, 19 years early. We're going to put programs, fathering programs. We're going to lower the rates of recidivism. We're going to get healthy mother and father seminars going. We're going to go in there and help families learn how to love on each other. We're going to go and invest in those schools. So we're going to meet a problem 20 years before it becomes a problem, so that we don't have to worry about getting rid of the criminality because we stopped it in the womb. Third way that AI, I believe, should be looked at. Looking at turning AI programs loose to look at every mineral we currently have, everything we're currently doing with minerals, oils, and certain plants and properties, and begin to create programs where we begin to look at new techniques to develop oils, injections, products that can begin to become part of your diet and health to do what? To stop certain issues from even showing up later in life. So instead of everyone expecting that I am going to have to take these 20 medications throughout my life and these 5 pills a day, what if we started turning certain AI programs loose to do what? Simply look at every culture and what could we do in every culture for the next 30 years to keep these bodies from falling apart. The fourth way I believe that AI should be looked at is in the church. Instead of us acting as though the devil is stealing people and people are getting tired of us, I would love to see AI programs breaking down the history of every church, the movement, the rate at which people join and leave, the art of giving, look at who's preaching, when they're preaching, who has a word, look at how the generation is changing, how the breakdown of age groups coming in and out, and then every church get an honest assessment from AI programs and every group that would work in counseling, helping people, emergency programs, but specifically churches, get an honest assessment from an AI program instead of a human being at which we would get angry with. And the data simply says, by the way, your church is fantastic. Do this, this, and this. And we're not throwing away the Holy Spirit. I'm just saying honest assessments, because so many of us won't listen to honest assessments from people. What if there was just a software program that could just look at things? Now, I know many of you are going to hear this and lose your mind and go, I can't believe he said that. I am not afraid of being assessed. If you are walking with the Lord and following what the Holy Spirit is telling you, you should never be afraid of someone weighing your choices. But if you are failing, if it seems to be crumbling, you should let someone help you assess the situation. That's just my take on it. Why not have some AI, some software, some way of looking at it without being so emotionally invested in getting mad at someone for telling you the truth or being offended that they didn't tell you at all? And the fifth way, and so simple, I would love to have honest computer programming that had no political affiliation, and then let the projections of our future choices, if we had real AI data on electing this person and this person and this person, what will that create 50 years from now? With those who are in office, if the AI programs begin to look at every governor, every senator, every representative, and not what they say from the field, not them saying they're a Christian or not a Christian, not what they say they'll vote for and then they don't vote for, but look at the choices they've made, every choice they've made publicly, their major decisions privately, weigh those in the face of that honest software, and then let that honest software begin to calculate. Would this person ever take a bribe? 86% chance they will. Will this person ever steal money? 40% chance they would. Would this person remain honest if given a seat before the nation? 99% probability they will never compromise their integrity. We need some honest assessments that are not rooted in political pundits vying for their candidate. I would love, because I want to say something, and please, if you get mad at this, I mean to make you mad. I don't trust most of the people's prophetic words I hear about political issues, because most who I hear prophesying have a side they're leaning toward. And if we're honest, most of the political words we've heard about, most of the prophetic words we've heard about politics have not come to pass. I'd rather have a computer program that is not leaning in one direction or another. Just give me the facts, sir. I feel like Dragnet all over again. Just give me the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. Could we just have the facts? Why? Because facts and truth are beautiful. Truth does not play favorites. Truth does not argue with itself. And the truth does not need to be celebrated when it comes to pass, nor destroyed when someone doesn't like it. Truth stands. Facts are facts. They're honest. They're not for you or against you. They give you the ability to make a right choice with a right mind. I would love to have those five things thought about and prayed about. What if AI is a gift that God is trying to give us, and we're so busy letting the devil convince us to run from it? Could it be that much of the fear the church has about AI and certain software and certain governmental organizations? And could it be, instead of it being that your discernment has told you to be afraid, could it be that the devil has realized if I can get them to think I'm in it, they'll leave it alone? If I can convince them it's evil, they'll run from it? Isn't that what he did with Adam and Eve? Didn't he just convince them that, oh, question God, and you got kicked out of the thing that was made for you? I truly believe there are some inventions, some software, some marvelous things coming that the church is going to react to negatively because we often see the new thing as an enemy. And all we have to do is let someone who is a voice for the enemy tell us it's evil. And we're so busy cursing it, looking for conspiracy theories, thinking it's going to take us down, afraid that the devil is in the shadows, that we didn't even realize that was the ark. And that guy was Noah. But you're so busy saying, I've never seen a boat and I've never heard of rain, that you're going to drown with the people who were supposed to see you rise. Just a thought. May the Lord bless you. May he help you. Think different. Being in the kingdom means you're not a slave. You don't think what they think because they say it. Go ask God. And remember this as I wrap this up. The Bible is beautiful about introducing technology that had not even existed. One of the prophets said, I saw in the heavens and it looked as though it was a scroll going from one side to the other. So that prophet saw satellites before they were ever invented, a scroll in the heavens, a means of communication. He said, I saw a scroll in the midst of the heavens. In another place, one of the prophets said, I see chariots and they are burning like fire. What was he seeing? Cars with exhaust fumes coming out the back. A chariot that looked like it was fire. Oh, he saw the smoke coming from a car, but he had to use his words to explain it. In another place, I saw great grasshoppers in the sky. What did he see? Helicopters. But he had to use his words to explain it. If you understand that God is not afraid of technology, that he introduces technology in scripture through prophets, some of you need to stop thinking everything being invented is your enemy. And maybe God's trying to use his people to introduce something new to the earth, but he can't. So he had to give it to people who weren't even his, because the idea has to come because we said no when he gave it to us first. Be blessed, my friends, and walk in the truth. Amen.
This has been Prophetic Edge with Michael Dalton. If this episode has blessed you, please consider sharing it with someone. For more information, ministry dates, and to sow into the ministry, please visit yes-ministries.com.